Welcome to the Which Way Do You Eat Your Banana series of personal and management development audio guides. To subscribe or download episodes, visit www.think.gb.com.
Hello, it's Gavin again. Today we're going to look at coaching. I first became a manager when I was 23, and I had lots of people working for me who were a lot older than 23. They knew a great deal more than I knew, and for me this was the scariest skill I had to master. They're going to know so much more. They've been around longer. What do I know? I'm only 23. So I had a go, made some mistakes, had some success, read a few books, went on a few courses, and learned a few things. And these days I find coaching to be pretty straightforward, actually, because I keep to a simple structure. So let's give it a go. I'm going to have a go at coaching you. So you might want to pause the audio for a second and have a think about a goal that you're either currently working on or one you'd like to work on. Cool, got that? Okay, I'm going to ask you about 15 questions. And what I'd like you to do is write down the answers to the questions. Now, if you haven't got a pen or paper, or if you're driving, you can do this in your head, but you might want to revisit it later on. Now I'm going to go through these questions reasonably quickly, and we'll have about 20 seconds between each one. So you need to work fast. Ready? First question. What is your goal specifically? Is any part measurable? How will you know you've achieved it? Which parts of this goal are under your control? What have you done already to succeed in this goal? What obstacles are holding you back? What are the internal restraints, i.e. what's stopping you in your head? What's really stopping you? What could you do as a next step? What else could you do? What else could you do? What else could you do? What is your level of commitment? How would you score it out of 10? If you score less than 8, would you do it? What prevents you being less than 10? And finally, how could you make your commitment nearer 10? Okay, all done. When I'm training people on coaching, I'll have, say, 20 people in the room. I'll take a bit more time going through these questions because they don't have the advantage of audio. You can pause and you can answer the questions and take a bit more time. Once I finish with the questions, I ask the delegates to look at their notes and to give me some feedback on what happened to the goal. Now, bearing in mind, I have no idea what their goal is and I have no idea what your goal is, but the general feedback is as follows. Their goal became clearer. They could see any chinks in the goal, where it might break down, areas that need real attention, or their commitment to their original goal isn't that strong and they've decided to get rid of the goal. Now, that's not a bad result, asking a bunch of questions to a bunch of people I don't really know and I've got no idea what their goal is. For most of them, something positive happens to their goal. Even if it's, this is not my goal anymore, that's positive because it stops them wasting their time on something they're never going to achieve. Now, the questions I asked you are set out in a certain structure, and I'll talk you through that structure in a minute. But before I do that, I just want to give you some simple tips to help you on your way with your coaching. Coaching for me involves three elements. The first one is getting on with someone, which is called rapport. The second is asking good questions, which is what we've just been through. And the last one is excellent listening skills. So I'll tackle these one at a time. If you are coaching someone, it really does help to get on well with them. This is called rapport. Now, we will be having a separate audio session on how to gain rapport, but keeping it very simple, all you have to do is be extremely interested or fascinated by the person you're with. Now, that sounds all very good, but in the real world, you will have people working for you or with you who frustrate the life out of you. Now, the problem is that if you try and coach someone who's annoying you and you're in that frame of mind, the whole session will come across the wrong way and you won't get the result you're looking for. So try this with those difficult people. Become intrigued by them. Before you meet them, ask yourself questions like, I wonder why they do that. I wonder what it's like to be them. Once you're intrigued by someone, you become interested in them. And once you're interested in someone, it's very difficult not to have rapport. And once you've got interest, you'll start to get understanding. And once you understand, life becomes a lot clearer. The next tip is around questions. Now, I will cover how we put the structure together for the questions I've asked you, but this is more around how you ask your questions. Most of the questions I asked you were what's called open questions. Now, open questions begin with words like how, who, why, when, and these questions are very useful to get people to open up and give you information. If you ask somebody an open question, it's very difficult for them to come back with a yes or no answer. Now, the opposite to open questions would be closed questions, and these questions are very useful for direction in a conversation, but don't tend to give you a great deal of information. So, for example, if I asked you, did that cause you a problem? You could go, yes or no. You might give me some more information, but you might not. If I asked the question in a slightly different way, i.e., what issues did that cause you? You couldn't come back with a yes or no, because that would be weird and wrong. You'd have to give me some more information. Now, you'd think that asking open questions is really easy, because all you have to do is put a how, who, why at the beginning of the question. Trust me and test yourself. It's actually quite tricky. Watch your next conversation and see how many open questions you can ask at the beginning. You'll be lucky if you can do one or two. Asking too many closed or a series of closed questions is a bit like pulling teeth. You know what I mean? You've been there. It's a bit like shining a torch in a dark room. You may get some information, but you may be missing some stuff. If you can ask a few decent open questions, it's a bit like turning the light on. Everything becomes clear. Okay, the last tip is to listen properly. For most of us, listening involves waiting for our chance to speak next or to be thinking about the next question we're going to ask when the other person's speaking. And that's not listening properly. Listening properly is asking your question and then fully engaging with the other person while they answer the question. So this is listening to what they're saying, but also listening to their body language, watching what goes on with them. So these three things, gaining rapport, asking questions and listening properly, these are just habits. We've done it the old way for years because that's what we do. And to do something different takes a little bit of time and a little bit of practice. So just observe yourself. And if you can, try and open up your questions, listen intently and be intrigued and interested by the person in front of you. Okay, so let's move on to the structured questions I used before when I was coaching you. Now, a copy of these questions are on the website, so you can print them off if you wish and use them any way you want to. A bit of strong advice, I wouldn't print off the questions, sit down with someone and then go through the questions verbatim. People are not robots and you cannot process them. So have a look at the questions, find ones you like, find ones you are comfortable with and use them. But don't forget, when you ask your question, you have to listen intently to the reply. You can't be sitting there thinking, what's my next question? So make the coaching sequence very natural and don't process people. If you follow the high-level structure of the questions, you'll be okay. Okay, so in summary, the questions I asked you followed this order. What do you want? Where are you now? What are your choices? And what's your commitment? So let's look at these one step at a time. The what do you want questions. These are questions around your goal, your objective, your outcome. Two pieces of strong advice here. Number one, make sure their goal is said in a positive way. I.e., if they say, I don't want to be poor anymore, that's a negative goal and there's a good chance they'll get what they don't want. Change the goal around so they can word it in a positive way. I.e., I would like to have some more money, or I'd like to be earning £100,000 a year. Number two, make sure you are really clear on what the goal is. If this is really clear, the rest of the structure will be like a knife through butter. If it's not clear, you'll end up coming back to recalibrate and get clarity on the goal. Now you've got real clarity on the goal, you just need to find out what their current situation is. What are they trying? What have they tried in the past? Once you've done this, you can then look at the third part of the question sequence, which is, well, based on what you want and what you've tried so far, what choices are available to you? What options are available to you? Now you've got a really clear understanding of what their goal is and what they've tried or what they're doing at the moment. It's quite natural and normal for you to have some ideas on how to help them. Now, the purist coaches would suggest that you shouldn't jump in and help them, as people have all the resources available to them themselves. This may be true, but in the real world, sometimes people need some advice and help, and I find it perfectly acceptable to come in and give some advice. If you've got rapport, and you're asking good questions and you're listening intently, it's fine. The dangers of jumping in are twofold. The first is that you could be wrong and you'll look a bit foolish and your coaching session will be over. The second is that if you're given the advice all the time, they're always going to come looking to you and will never self-develop. If in doubt, just do what feels natural. Now, I have got a little tip to help you give solutions to people without them realizing that you're giving the solution. So if you've been through the coaching sequence so far and you know what they need to do, it's there, just do this, it will work. Can I suggest this? Whatever your solution is, pose it as a question. So all you do is go, what would happen if you did ... your solution? Now, because it's a question, they'll answer you and they'll tell you why it would work or why it wouldn't work. If they tell you why it would work, because they're answering the question and they're thinking, it's almost like they own the answer, so they think it's their idea. If they tell you why it wouldn't work and they're right, you save yourself getting stuck in a cul-de-sac and looking a little foolish. So the final part is to test their commitment to their goal. You've been through what they want, you've been through where they are, you've been through their choices. Now you just need to know, are they going to do something about it? If your gut feeling is, after all of that, you're not 100% sure whether they'll follow through, try asking your commitment questions in a negative way, which sounds a bit odd, but it elicits the pain they'll get if they don't do something about this. So the question could be, well, tell me what will happen if you don't achieve your goal. So there we are, coaching kept very simple. Get rapport, ask good questions, listen intently, and follow some kind of sequence. I wish you luck with your coaching. I would suggest that from here on, you just give it some practice. You're not going to harm anyone by asking these kind of questions, and you can practice on your friends, and you'll find, like I do, in a few months' time, they'll come back and they'll go, thank you very much for that advice you gave me last time we met. It's a wonderful thing to see people get better. Take care.